wonderful people in my studios today. We have Dean Emeritus C. Clyde Jones, along with the current assistant, the current business administration dean, and that would be Kevin Gwinner, an assistant to Kevin, Melanie Horton. And talking about the C. Clyde Jones run coming up, of course, on Saturday, October 28th, and all the exciting things that are going on in connection with that. But we did want to focus in a bit with Dean Gwinner. A lot of things going on in the College of Business Administration, and you're going to share with us some of the very latest things that have been happening there.
Sure, absolutely. So we're in the beginning of our second year in our new facility, which has just worked out wonderfully. Students there all the time. It's a place, of course, for the College of Business, but other groups and classes are being held. So it's really a university facility, university building. Our beautiful atrium is used almost every day for some sort of an event. So it's a big upgrade from Calvin Hall, where we were before.
Well, I've heard very impressive from what I understand. I've actually, you know, gone by it. I haven't had a chance to go in and really take a look at it. But
well, giving tours is one of the favorite things of we like to do. So so anytime you'd like a tour, let me know. The enrollment also is strong. So new freshmen and transfer students is up 7% in the College of Business over last year. That's about 650 new students into the college this year.
Well, that's encouraging, too. And I know university-wise it went down a little bit, but apparently not then for the College of Business Administration. So that's good.
Right. We're real strong enrollment for new freshmen and transfer students. And then just a lot of neat things going on. Recently, our entrepreneurship area has been a finalist for the APLU's Innovation and Economic Prosperity Award. And they'll present in Washington, D.C. in November to see if they win that award. And then just this past Friday, we had the National Sales Center Alliance on campus. So it's the directors of sales programs from lots of different universities all over the country, probably 40 or 50 directors, which gave us a lot of visibility. We, of course, have a very strong sales program in the College of Business and are launching our first new major in quite a while. It'll be a professional selling major. We'll launch that next fall. And when we do, we'll be one of about 20 programs in the country that have a sales major.
And see, Clyde, I know that things have changed just a little bit since when you were dean, maybe, you think?
I remember so well the dedication for the new building, actually on the ribbon-cutting day. I don't remember who was sitting next to me, said, "Don't you wish you'd have been here instead of Calvin Hall?"
It is a beautiful facility, absolutely no doubt about it.
Well, and Kevin's mention of the use of that atrium. A couple of weeks ago, I hosted a large reception for what we call the Pillars Club in the United Way in that facility. We could not have found a place in town that worked as well as that did for a very large gathering.
Now, I know you've kept up with technology pretty well. I mean, you're on Facebook and all kinds of social media sites, and you do keep up quite well. But did you ever have any idea, I mean, in technology-wise, I'm sure Kevin could tell us, all the developments when it comes to business administration and having to keep up with some of those things?
Well, I've actually retained the services of a high school senior to do the social media work for Shepherd's Crossing. She has us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook.
Okay. Well, and I'm glad you mentioned Shepherd's Crossing again, too. I do want to get back to that because fundamentally, you know, the fund's going to help Shepherd's Crossing. And just maybe a quick update on how things are going on that way.
Well, there are two things happening right now that are actually going to impact the way we work. We have an ad out right now to hire an office manager. This would be a half-time job so that Beverly Olson, our executive director, can spend more time on outreach. The other thing we're doing is we're changing our approach to how we deal with what I call the repeat clients, people who come in every 4 months looking for $100, $200 to help them with their expenses. And some of those people are perfectly capable of finding jobs and working and earning their own way. So we've set up a new policy. If they keep coming back, we say, okay, you must enroll in a financial planning class and learn how to handle your money. If they refuse to enroll, we cut them off.
Okay. Yeah, makes sense. Really does. Well, I guess in the couple of minutes that we do have remaining, we probably one more time want to emphasize the C. Clyde Jones run and what's going on with that. Melanie, anything else we're wanting to add that way for folks? And
well, just to let everybody know when they come out that morning on Bosco Plaza, we will have coffee ready for them. We'll have some fruit. We'll have some drinks. We'll have donuts. We'll have all kinds of good stuff to get them revved up and ready to go on their run. And then, of course, at the end, we'll have the same thing, drinks and everything ready for them. We want them just to come out and have a great time. It's not necessarily about how fast you go. It's just about come on out and see how much fun you can have within the community supporting this great local charity.
And Dean Gwinner, anything else you're wanting to add? And we'll let C. Clyde kind of wrap it up here in a minute.
Sure. I'll just thank in advance Melanie Horton for all the great work that she's done on the program and our student ambassador team that's instrumental in helping set everything up that day.
C. Clyde.
Well, we have a grand prize, a random drawing for all those registered by October 20th, two seats for the Iowa State football game in West Stadium Central. So that's something to really get people to enroll before the end of the race.
And so, again, just about 15 seconds left. Melanie, the when's and the where's.
Yes, we will be gearing up at Bosco Plaza on the K-State campus on October 28th. On-site registration would start at 8 a.m., and the race is going to start at 9, but we really encourage you to get your registrations in earlier. You can go to the Shepherd's Crossing or the CBA business page, web page, and register that way through the links, or you can call me at 785-532-7227, and we'll be glad to set you up.
Again, Dean Emeritus C. Clyde Jones with us, College of Business Administration current Dean Kevin Gwinner, and also Assistant to the Dean Melanie Horton. Thanks to all three of you for stopping by today.
Thanks, Kathy.
Thank you.
KS State Bank wants to be your bank. Find the solution you've been looking for at ksstatebank.com. Member FDIC Equal Housing Lender. KMAN, Manhattan.
CBS News.